The Average Network takes you now to a quiet military hospital corridor in the middle of the night near Washington, D.C. This is episode 52 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Thank you, everyone, for watching the best.
Paul, who goes there, dudes?
Who goes there, dudes? What kind of challenge is that, young man?
Well, you're all like this, and I'm like, for sure, so it's like, who goes there, dude?
This is your president, George W. Bush.
Whoa!
I am the vice president. This is Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
Dude, wait till I sell my buds.
Oh, that's not a very good idea, Corporal. What did he say? He wants to send VidPhone to his friends. You mustn't do that. Corporal,
Kwasnoff Elskowitz, just like it's spelled, sir.
Yes.
Enough of this. Where they got Ashcroft at?
He's like in room 722, just over there, Mr. President.
Is he actually there, or is it just like he's there?
It's merely an objective clause used as a generic adverb, Master.
So Ashcroft is in there.
Oh, yes, sir. He was watching a 1936 Lone Star Western called Gunfight on Hanging Toe Ridge, starring Buck Cribblecobless and Hedda Louise Stanklefuss.
Hey, great. That's where my writers get some of my best lines.
Old Westerns.
Excuse us, Corporal. We're going in.
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry for the delay, sir.
Come along, Mr. President.
Well, Heidi. Hey, Ashcroft.
John.
What you all doing here?
Well, we come over with Henry.
Yes, the doctors in his lab think they may have found a strong, young body for him. He makes the best of it, but imagine being stuck in a hat box, even with a 20-gig laptop and WiFi.
How's them rocks of yourn, John?
Gallstones, George. Not rocks. How are they, John?
Hurts like the blazes, Dick, but they give me this stuff in this here pouch. I feel right fine just now.
What's this unused bag? Ah, blood. It isn't yours, is it?
Hell no. What I want with my blood?
Ah, they haven't dined.
Oh, man, Dick.
Not bad, B negative. About a 37-year-old, I guess.
Well, that's downright disturbing.
How are they treating you, John?
Right fine. Got me the all-B-movie Western channel. They ain't nothing over an hour long. Nothing made after 1951. Nothing with more than a two-line plot. It's my kind of cable channel, by gobs. I ain't even missed my rub of the brush.
Hey, that sounds okay. You get any cartoons?
Well, tain't the same watching cartoons without you, George.
How very touching. Are you getting any work done?
Well, Tony Scalia and Elliot Abrams dropped in. We found some more of that there Bill of Rights thing we don't need. Elliot will get our list to you next week. We figured you'd like it.
Excellent. All those rights things merely confuse the public.
Heck, they confuse me.
Gentlemen, this is not within visiting hours. You are disturbing Mr. Ashcroft.
Nurse, you must forgive us.
I must, huh?
This is the president. And this is the Vice President, Count Cheney. I'm Secretary Rumsfeld.
How'd you three get in here anyway? Did you come past Rudy in the garage? You, Vice POTUS, you get those eyes checked. Red glowing eyes ain't normal.
Why, he's a vampire. They supposed to look like that.
Ain't nothing supposed to look like that, honey.
Nurse Heckenspoon, show him my gallbladder. It's right interesting, George.
Man, John, I don't want to look at your gallbladder.
It could be interesting, Mr. President.
Y'all back off from me, little fellow. I'll bust you upside the head.
Well, I think it's a pretty little thing. I'm going to keep it.
I'm sure you shall, John. Well, gentlemen, shall we go collect Dr. Henry and be on our way?
How does blood bag get empty?
I'm sure we don't know, nurse. You'll be back to work soon, won't you, John?
Well, I got me a lot of hangings to plan, by gobs.
Well, here we are, sir.
Dang, what is that thing?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Henry.
Ah, say hello to John, Henry.
That is? ahead of Henry Kissinger.
I thought I'd seed everything.
Weird, huh?
Orderly, go away.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ashcroft, I never thought I would say this, but get well soon. We need you.
Well, Henry, I's right touched by gobs.
Don't be. We had hoped you'd be a distraction for George, but you're not working. We need you out there making inflammatory, irrational statements as soon as we can manage it safely.
No, we needn't bother about safety. If he takes ill, I can give him eternal life.
Ashcroft with glowing red eyes? No.
I always knew there's something weird about Republicans. Damn!
Haven't you other patients to look in on?
You think I like it in here?
Why don't you go give me a diet soda or something?
Oh, your healthcare budget cuts? Get it your own self. You got a mess of nerve.
Hey, I'm the president. Ain't she something, George? She's right feisty.
You put that hand there one more time, I'm gonna cut it off.
Boys, I think I'm in love.
Ashcroft. Enough. Back to the Batcave.
John, you better make sure she ain't gay.
What you looking at?
I'll bet you have wonderful blood.
What does it? I'm calling security. You get them little red eyes out in here.
Master, she's wearing a crucifix.
Ass! Quickly!
Uh-oh.
See ya, John.
Them is my friends.
Well, I wouldn't brag on it if I was you.
Episode 52 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by something very much like Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All average celebrity impersonations were impersonated by genuine average celebrities. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.